Hello and welcome to this reflection from Streatham Vale Baptist Church. We're continuing on our Lenten journey as we consider the spiritual practices and how they can help us to hear from God and also to reach out to others. And this week we're looking at the spiritual practice of stillness. Originally, when I planned to speak on this topic, I was expecting to talk about the need to seek stillness, solitude and silence to help us to hear from God clearly. So I'm going to read from Matthew 6, verses 6 to 14. Verses 5 to 14, rather. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we have also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. If you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. In Matthew 6, Jesus teaches us about the importance of finding a quiet, hidden place in which to communicate and hear from God. He tells us, when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Here we can see the stillness that is found when we go into the private place to commune with God. Jesus tells us explicitly that we need to seek time away from everyone else so that we can hear God and God alone. And it makes sense that Jesus asks us to find this stillness as we seek to listen to him. After all, the world is full of so much noise. From the very moment we wake up, with the sound of the alarm bearing, the noise of the traffic outside our windows, the voices of the people in the street, we are bombarded by sound. And even if there is no external noise, we hear the noise in our own souls. The yelling of all the tasks we need to do, the requests from people who need something from us, our own expectations, our roles, our responsibilities. All this creates so much noise in our souls. So of course it makes perfect sense for Jesus to teach us to find time away from all this and to rest in his presence, to be refreshed and renewed. Seeking moments of stillness through our quiet times is essential if we want to maintain and grow our relationship with God. It is essential if we want to have the strength and calm to face the tasks of the day. But as I said, this is what I was expecting to talk about when reflecting on the spiritual practice of stillness. However, last week God spoke to me about a stillness that happens while in the middle of our busy days. I was challenged by God to take the practice of stillness that I do in my private life, in my quiet times, and to take that into my life in general. Let me explain what I mean by telling you what happened. Last week, I was rushing to get to the train station. Stupidly, I didn't actually have to catch a particular train, so there was no reason for me to rush. But I was rushing around because I was so used to rushing that I was doing it automatically. But as I was speed walking to the station, I suddenly felt God's presence strongly, and I heard him say to me, "Slow down. Be still." Immediately I slowed to a gentle, casual walk and took time to pause and see the world around me. In this moment, I was actually able to see the people around me. And to my surprise, I saw a friend of mine coming down the road. And so, of course, we stopped to chat. And without going into detail about the conversation, it became clear that my friend needed someone to talk to listen, to hear, and to be present with them. And as I listened to my friend pour out their heart, I realised this was why God had called me to be still. He wanted me to make time to listen and to support my friend who was hurting. So as demonstrated by what God showed me last week, stillness is not necessarily the same as solitude. And stillness does not even have to mean a literal physical stillness of our bodies. Stillness is also a matter of the mind and heart. It is an attitude that chooses to still ourselves before God in the everyday moments. This kind of stillness is what David speaks of in his famous song, Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd." So I'll just read that psalm for us now. Psalm 23. "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." In this psalm, we can see that David calls upon God for peace and refreshing during those moments that he can be physically still, such as when he is lying down in green pastures and resting beside quiet waters. These are times of safety and security. When a shepherd guides actual sheep, they are able to lie down knowing they are safe in the fields, protected by the shepherds. So we too are able to lie down in safety, knowing that we are protected by our shepherd. But David also calls upon the peace of God to guide and comfort him as he walked through the darkest valleys. This is really important for us to note, because it shows us that the spiritual practice of stillness is not just about making our bodies still. It is an attitude towards life that we carry around with us. It is the ability to still our minds and come to God, whatever we're doing, whatever situation we face, and wherever we are. So even when we are in the most painful or challenging situations, we can come to God and find stillness and peace. This is because the stillness that we find in God is not a human-made stillness, but a gift from God. This emphasis on stillness being a supernatural gift from God is really drawn out in the picture that is created by verses 5 and 6. Whenever I read these verses, I'm always amazed by the serenity and joy that David shows when God has set up this table in the presence of his enemies. Now, I don't know about you, but if I'm called to eat a meal while surrounded by my enemies, I'm not sure I would have been quite as calm and happy about it as David seems to be. But I really love the picture that David creates. When I read these words, it makes me think of a battlefield full of enemies trying to attack the hero. And I don't know why, but for some reason, the scene I imagine is the battle scene in The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. The fighting is fierce and chaotic, And yet in the middle of the scene, God arrives and sets up a table with a wonderful feast, which I imagine looks a bit like a Christmas dinner. And then God turns to me, he turns to you, and he speaks tenderly. He welcomes you and invites you to sit with him at the table and eat. As you sit at the table, all the fighting stops and it all fades into the background. All that matters in that moment is the conversation between you and God. It is in this moment of stillness, in the midst of a fierce battle, that God anoints your head with oil and your cup overflows with the goodness and love that God offers you. The enemies we face in our daily lives don't tend to be ones that carry swords or guns, but this picture of stillness in the middle of a battlefield still holds true for us today. When I'm feeling stressed and overwhelmed, I find it helpful to remember these two verses and that picture of having a feast in the middle of the battlefield. It reminds me to go to a metaphorical feast with God in the middle of my stressed and chaotic situation. When I do this, I can sense the stillness, the peace, the rest that God gives to us. And in those moments, I truly am able to echo those words of David when he says, "He restores my soul." We do not have to be physically still to find stillness. We also do not need to be in the middle of crisis to use the spiritual practice of stillness to hear from God. We just need to reach out to God and quieten our minds to the noises that try to distract us, whether from external sources or internal. God is always there, waiting to speak to us. Can we reach out to him, even in the midst of a busy day, to hear from him? What would help you find times to turn down the noise of the world and use the spiritual practice of stillness to hear from God? As I said, sometimes for me, it is using those two verses from Psalm 23 to paint that picture of a feast in the middle of a battlefield. But then, as I was talking about in my story, God showed me last week that I could use my senses to slow down and look at the world around me so that I could hear his voice. In some way, some strange way, God called me to focus more on the world around me as a way to be still to hear from him. It's kind of like a technique that's used to help people calm down from a panic attack. They're called to focus on five things they can see, four things they can hear, three things they can feel, two things they can smell, and one thing they can taste. Doing this exercise allows a person to refocus themselves, to still themselves so that they are no longer listening to the internal voices that are causing them to panic. I think our difficulty in hearing God is often more to do with the internal noise of our life rather than any external noise. We allow our minds to swirl around like a hurricane so much that we don't stop to see what God is teaching us in the stillness. With external factors, we can often turn the noise down or go to a quieter room. But it is often really difficult to quiet the voices and thoughts swirling around in our heads. In 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5, Paul says, "We take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." We need to take our thoughts captive rather than allowing us to be made captive of our own thoughts. Everything can be brought to become obedient to Christ, even our chaotic thoughts. As shown in my story from last week, God called me to be still so that I could hear him directing me to be his comforting presence to someone in need. If I hadn't obeyed God's call to stillness, I would have remained completely oblivious to the pain my friend was suffering. What reason might God be calling you to stillness for? We've been noticing throughout this series that spiritual practices are great at for helping us attune ourselves more to hearing from God, for developing our own spiritual lives. But we've also noticed that God uses the spiritual practices to help us to reach out to others, to grow his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. He calls us to live out the reality of our transformed life so that others can see it. What might God be saying to you about reaching out to others through the practice of stillness? How might you be in a position to hear from God regarding his plans by taking time to be still before him? So we're going to come to a time of prayer, and I'm going to use the words, or some of the words from a song. The song's called Be Still. Be still, my soul, when battles are fought. Be still and know when peace has come. Find me in the river, in the abundance of his love, in the fullness of his promises. Be still, my soul. Be still and know. Be still, my soul, when kingdoms fall. Be still and know when victory is won. Find me in the river, in the abundance of his love, in the fullness of his promises. Be still, my soul. Be still and know. Lord, we do truly pray that you would help our souls to be still, not just in moments that we can be alone and quiet with you, but through every moment of the day. Help us to find time for stillness, time to reach out to you and hear from you. And as we go out in this week, help us to practice being still before you. Help us to hear from you and all that you have to say to us. May we be transformed by spending time with you. Amen.